WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair? We've all been there, right? But what if I told you there's a way to not just survive these ups and downs, but actually thrive amidst them? That's what we're diving into today on the Dopamine Reset Protocol. We're talking about managing those pesky emotions, identifying your triggers, and building resilience that would make even the Dalai Lama proud. Here's the deal. Our emotions are powerful things. They drive us, inspire us, sometimes even sabotage us. It's like having a wild animal inside you, untamed and unpredictable. But just like any wild beast, it can be tamed with understanding and training. 5 key takeaways to master your emotional jungle. 1. Awareness is your superpower. You gotta know what's going on in that emotional jungle of yours before you can start managing it. Pay attention to the little things, a racing heart, a clenched jaw, a sudden urge to eat, an entire bag of chips, guilty as charged sometimes. These are your body's way of saying, hey, something's up. 2. Journaling is your secret weapon. Ever notice how talking things out can make them feel less overwhelming? Well, writing it down has the same effect. Dump those thoughts and feelings onto paper like you're having a late-night confessional with yourself. You'll be amazed at the clarity that comes from simply expressing what's churning inside. 3. Triggers are your red flags. We all have them. Certain people, places, or situations that set us off. It could be a specific smell that takes you back to your childhood, or a boss who makes you want to scream into a pillow. Once you identify your triggers, you can start taking steps to avoid them, or at least prepare yourself mentally for when they inevitably pop up. 4. Mindfulness is your inner zen. This isn't some mystical hippie practice, it's simply about being present in the moment. Pay attention to your breath, your surroundings, the taste of your coffee. When you're mindful, you're less likely to get swept away by those emotional waves. 5. Self-compassion is your best friend. You wouldn't berate a friend for having a bad day, so why do it to yourself? Be kind and forgiving when you stumble. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone feels overwhelmed sometimes. Remember that you're human, and that's perfectly okay. Putting it all together. A real-world example. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss just gave you a mountain of new tasks on top of the ones you already have. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you feel like snapping at everyone around you. Sound familiar? This is where we put our emotional management skills to the test. Step 1. Awareness. You recognize that your boss's announcement triggered a negative emotional response in you. Step 2. Mindfulness. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, and try to ground yourself in the present moment. Step 3. Self-compassion. Remember that feeling stressed is normal, and it doesn't define you. Now, step 4. Action. Instead of letting those emotions spiral out of control, calmly prioritize your tasks, ask for clarification if needed, and delegate where possible. See, you can navigate even the trickiest situations with grace and composure. Time to recap. Managing our emotions isn't about suppressing them. It's about understanding them, channeling them constructively, and building resilience that empowers us to live happier, healthier lives. Remember, awareness is key. Mindfulness is your best friend. Self-compassion is a must, and triggers are just opportunities for growth. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your biggest challenge when it comes to managing emotions? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or join our conversation on social media using Dopamine Reset Protocol. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell your friends. Let's spread the word about emotional well-being. Until next time, keep that dopamine flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.